The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We are on our last broadcast day of the week before we hit Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You're excited, I can tell.
I'm excited. I had to get Rudolph to guide me through the streets to get to the office.
It's like
today.
American Werewolf in London out
yes.
there.
Yes. Somebody get a knife to cut through this fog.
Yeah.
My gosh, Alex, this week flew by, didn't it?
It did. It really did.
You're a very trusted sound engineer. Thank you for always making me sound good, and our guests sound great.
Yeah, I make you look good, too.
Yeah, I look good for all of our listeners. Well, if you can hear that extra laugh in the background, I'm joined with some of my dearest friends and board member companions on the Shasta Historical Society. I'm here with Ryan McCloskey and the incomparable, the legendary Mike Monahan. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Blake. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, wake up, Ryan. Guys, thank you so much for being here with me. Oh wow! Wake up! Thank you. You guys say
you
yes.
didn't greet me with a coffee. What are we doing here?
No, I'm so sorry. We'll get some coffee on the break. I don't think we have coffee.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Mike, Ryan, how are you guys?
Great, doing real. Thank you, Blake.
Yeah, doing real well. Just gearing up for the holiday here. The street sweepers were out. The fog was thick, and it's a beautiful Wednesday morning.
This is you guys are here for the Shasta Historical Society Hour, and there is so much to talk about. And so I thought I'd bring both of you guys on because Ryan, you're the chair of the editorial committee, and Mike, you are the chair of every committee.
Well, not quite every committee. You know, they tried to put me on another one recently, and I said I don't have 25 hours in a day.
So, Mike, Ryan, what are you guys excited? What are you most excited for the Historical Society right now? What are you most looking forward to?
I can't tell you how excited we are to be back in our original building. The Shasta Historical Society building on Market Street. It looks like we're going to be back into that building maybe within a couple weeks. And that building built in 1902 by C.C. Bush, the first mayor of Reading. That flood almost 2 years ago, March of 2024, wiped us out. And after much time and much vigor, we're about ready to get back in, and we can't thank the people who have been supportive of us in that endeavor. The downtown business people, the city of Reading, McConnell Foundation, I could go on, but we're happy to be back in that building. We're hoping what we're doing, cost of a few hundred thousand dollars. Thank God for the insurance company to help. But because of them, we could be back in and have our Christmas endeavor that we have every year. We could have it in that building, and we're very, very excited about that. So we're hoping that after the renovations, we will have another 123 years from that building.
It's looking really nice in there.
Oh wow.
And at this Christmas party, I think we're going to be holding this Christmas party on Friday, first Friday, December 5th, yep. Same night as the Christmas tree lighting right over here on Market
Correct.
Street, which we're also going to be passing out the covered wagons. Ryan, tell us a little bit about the covered wagons.
Well, yes, I'm proud to announce that the covered wagon for 2026 is complete. We have some wonderful authors that contributed, myself included.
Yes.
We had brought poetry back for the first time in a long time, and so with how efficient this editorial committee has become, we'll be able to continue to include more things from times gone by, like poetry, recipes, different things. I'm also happy to announce the 2026 calendar is available, and so we'll have those. If you're not a member, become one. We have this wonderful e-newsletter, our Stagecoach quarterly publication, and so we're in no shortage of good historical reading material. And otherwise, You know, and please remember to give on North State Giving Tuesday, as that building was exceedingly expensive. Yeah, insurance, health supplement, but you know, get out there, give December 2nd, North State Giving Tuesday, and you know, look forward to more great publications from our great society. And so, you know, we have a gem here in the North State of our society, and we just want you to continue to support us through memberships, these great events like our Christmas party. We'll head over to the tree lighting, and you know, great folks, great community. Just keep coming out, keep supporting us, and we'll keep supporting you.
You're the man, Ryan. Well, hey, we got our, we're going to take our first break of the hour, but what we can look forward to with the Shasta Historical Society, we're going to talk more about the facility construction. We'll talk more about some of these specific stories in the covered wagon. And we're going to talk about our January program, which I think a lot of our Shasta Union High School District graduates are going to look forward to. So,
absolutely.
You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Come on, what it got.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is the last show broadcast of the week before we go into Thanksgiving, and we're going to take Friday off as well. But I think we have somebody on the line. Who's there? Who's there?
How you doing, Blake? It's Terry Raposa.
Hey.
Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR at 9 a.m. Excuse me. Oh, we are on at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We will be having Clint Curtis in for the full hour live, and that's at 9 o'clock on Sunday. We will have him in. And, folks, as always, you can call in to our show and ask our guest questions because we really want to get the public involved in our program.
All right. Well, cool. Well, hey, Terry, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, brother. Have a great day, and we'll see you all on Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
with Clint Curtis. All right, Terry. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. All right. Hey, welcome back to our regularly scheduled program. I've got Ryan McCloskey and Mike Monahan here from the Shasta Historical Society. Gentlemen, we were talking about the hard-hitting facts. Are you ham or turkey people? Let's hear it. Ryan?
Hamming it up.
Hamming it up. There we are.
Ryan. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I'm a turkey man. I'm a turkey man. But, hey, if you guys have ham with the right mustard, come on.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Oh. Ryan, you were talking about in our covered wagon that there's recipes, historical recipes.
Well, at this moment, we've included them in our e-newsletter.
Okay,
but
okay.
We are going to incorporate them back into our covered wagon in the next publication that comes out. But, yeah, for the first time in decades, we have poetry, and not just like one or two poems, but we have three poems. Two are published kind of posthumously there, but we do have one that is by an artist who's still with us. It's a wonderful poem called Epitaph. So kind of ironic that the one poem named Epitaph is by the person who's still with us. But we have a beautiful poem by Rocky Main and a beautiful poem by Rosina Giles. And then we have a poem by Trent Copeland, and it's beautiful. All of them resonate with Shasta County. They really touch the soul, and it's just something we haven't done in a long time. I was looking through kind of historic covered wagons and saw that it's something that we needed to bring back. And so the same is true of recipes. We didn't get quite the opportunity to include them this year, but we're putting them in the e-newsletters, and they're typically historic in nature. We have a beautiful photo spread. We actually make the recipes.
Really?
And take photographs of them. And so,
do you remember what the recipe was that we just talked about?
Oh, man.
I don't. You put me on blast.
Geez,
there
he is. I'm thinking like a rabbit stew. C.C. Bush's rabbit stew and baked beans. So, gentlemen, you guys are part of the Historical Society. Mike, you've been on the Historical Society nearly 10 years now?
Actually, this is my 13th year. 2012, my first year, and I joined the board. They asked me to be one of them, and I've been one of them since, and I just can't tell you how much I enjoy this board for the Shasta Historical Society.
What, you know, Mike, for 13 years, I would attribute the Historic Society's success due to your consistency and reliability to the board when volunteers may have been lacking at times or when challenges seem tough. The reason why our Historical Society is hitting this strong stride is because of the 13 years of dedication to the Society. And I just want to know what kept you with the Society for so long and what drives you about Shasta County history.
That's very kind of you, Blake. Very, very nice of you to say that. No, I'm one of many. When I joined the Society, a number of very, very hardworking, very focused people on the board brought me in, gave me information I needed to be, you know, a member who of value at some point in time, and I've worked consistently toward that. But it's the board members around me, and now, presently, people like Jason Salter, the chair of the board, Bonnie Hyatt, who's an incredible executive director we hired in July, Gabriel Leet, who's our marketing manager, and incredible people on the board around me that give us the insight and the focus to what we can for the community. As Ryan mentioned, we're involved in all kinds of things. The periodicals we put out, that he had talked about, the programs that we do on a monthly basis, everything. I've enjoyed it so much. I love history. I taught history at Enterprise High School for many, many years.
Enterprise High School, my school.
Your school. I love hearing you say that, my man. I'm sure we've got some people out there that would love to say that about their school. But nevertheless, being a Hornet, having graduated there myself and then taught there and coached there for 39 years and teaching history along with government and economics gave me the wherewithal to be a member of the board. And so that love of history, the passion, the leadership I got from board members when I joined, the interactions now that we have, the energy, the focus from people, I don't like missing a meeting. Mm-hmm. I love being around you guys. I'm surrounded by two incredible board members right now, Blake, you and Ryan. And, the energy that we have for history in the local area is contagious. Mm-hmm. And it was contagious for me. And I'd like to think that we make it contagious mm-hmm. for others, both young and old.
Mike, you brought me onto the board. And I've been so honored to sit on the board these last few years, specifically during all of the transitions that we've seen in downtown Reading. I think anybody, the biggest reason why you should become a member of the Shasta Historical Society is because you're part of that. You get to understand where our city is today if you understand the history of yesterday. And, we talk about this Union Pacific Railroad right here next to us, constantly trains rolling by. I mean, that's what made the city of Reading, was that train stopping right here in our limits. And, Ryan, you are such a historian. You are passionate about history to a way that we just got national, international recognition. That Expedition Unknown on HBO specifically came here to look for the Ruggles Brothers treasure, and you were the historian that they wanted to connect with to see if we could find that treasure. How does that happen, and what drives you about our history?
Well, just being a local boy, born and raised here, I've been surrounded by that wonderful history my whole life. I grew up a stone's throw from the robbery, and so that was a big reason that they thought of me, not just having good historical references, but being familiar with the story since I was like 4 years old. And actually, there's a gentleman from the Midwest that they work with who was with the Forest Service or something to that effect, and the lore of the Ruggles Brothers is so strong that he recalled the robbery and the hiding of the loot memory from passing through the North State in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And so when they were looking for a little bit of, local kind of, within our country's boundaries, because they do go overseas and investigate things and have a really wide reach, but they like these homegrown stories as well. And so they asked this guy, do you have any good kind of American tales of the Old West? And he thought of the Ruggles Brothers. I mean, not even being from here, being from Indiana, I believe. And thinking back 50 years ago to a campfire story about two brothers who robbed a Wells Fargo stage and hid, millions of dollars worth of gold out there in the Shasta County Hills. So it resonates from coast to coast.
Mike, wasn't that Expedition Unknown episode amazing?
Unbelievable. We had a packed house in the top floor of the IOF building, and the not just the films, but the interaction with the people like Ryan, who were there to speak, and they got a standing ovation at the end, as they should have. It was just mesmerizing, and it was people walked away going, oh my God, this is great, we can't wait for the next program. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. Again, I'll use the word contagious. We want people to be involved in their community, the history, pass it on to their kids and grandkids, make them aware of what this community is all about, and to be focused on helping create future endeavors for the history mm-hmm. of Shasta County.
And true with that, and with our construction over here, this historic society building, we thought this flood was going to be the end of us. But here's the positives that came from it. None of our historic artifacts were damaged. It ended up pushing us to find a better storage facility for all of our historic society artifacts and papers. And then as we started peeling the layers of our historic society, we saw some significant facility upgrades that needed to happen to create a safe facility. And through all of that, we've seen progress. We've been working with Ryan Burks, Burks Construction, and his whole team, who have retrofitted and are creating a society that can be a functional museum unlike it's ever been before. And it's not just going to be a cramped little yearbook, years and years of yearbook space. It's going to be a space where people can be proud of our local history. And we got to partner with Julia Cronin, who's one of our board members, who is the museum curator, and she has a real title that I need to get right, but she's at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. So there's no shortage of individuals that are making our history exciting and fun and accessible, and you guys are very much a part of that. So, Ryan, you are very much a part of our history, too. You do graveyard tours. This morning is the perfect time for a graveyard tour. Tell me a little bit about how you got into that and how, you know, you get people involved to come and check out our history.
Well, as the joke goes, I fell right into it, walked into an open grave.
There it is.
No, I was interested in the career that is funeral professionalism since, like, seventh grade. I did a career day, kind of filed that thought away, and then later in life became a funeral professional, cemeterian. I've been a licensed cemetery manager for over 10 years, and it is almost every person of prominence, the people that built up Reading from 1872 to now that are laying to rest mm-hmm. in Reading Memorial Park. And so it is their stories that need to be told, and you know, they can't tell them for themselves. So I've taken up the job, and I dress in Victorian attire to draw attention further to how people lived.
Set the mood.
Yeah, exactly. And so the second Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m., I do a reoccurring tour, but then I also do other tours throughout the year that I announce as they develop. And so between September 17th and October 31st this year, I did 16 tours, having about 400 people attend. Mm-hmm. We have not just those great local stories to tell, but there's a few folks of national notoriety whose stories need to be told. And there's surprises in every corner of Reading. I mean, it's amazing how much the national spotlight has actually found its way to Reading, and I think people forget that.
Yes.
If I could just add to that, if you don't mind.
I would love to.
I've taken a tour, and Ryan does an outstanding job. He's so animated in his depth of knowledge. He literally brought the dead people to life during the tour that I was on.
Top of you.
And we had 30-plus people on the tour I was on. So, and he just answers all the questions. He gets, even the young people that were around me were staring at Ryan at his clothing, watching him speak, wondering what he was going to say next. Everything was exciting about that tour. And he truly brings the dead to life, repeating myself, in a way that makes you very proud of having people like Ryan, an expert. And now on national TV as well, bringing Reading into the fold, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You guys, you know, both of you work in tandem because you're both on the editorial committee.
Correct.
And that's probably one of the most critical committees that the Historical Society has, because that is the voice that is organizing and distributing and communicating our story. Tell us a little bit about your committee. How do you, and you know, you work on the covered wagon year round, and also the calendar that tells our stories too. So, Mike, you've been a part of this. What's the editorial committee?
Yeah, I was prior to Ryan. I was the chair of the edit committee, and it's There's a lot of work involved. Creating a calendar you want to have for the community that they want to, you know, the buy, and then the covered wagon, which goes back many, many, many years. We were founded. It'll be 96 years this next January 19th. That Shasta Historical Society has been around since 1930, and the covered wagon has stories going back there and beyond, if you will, to the 1800s. Our membership is now well over 700 people and growing, and it's because of things that happened on things like the edit committee. When something needs to be put out, for an example, you know, when Gabriel says, hey, I've got the next edition of the Stagecoach, sends it to the committee, we edit it, get back to them and so forth, and then work on, you know, again, the publications that we have year round. So it's a committee of great editors, former English teachers, if you will, people who take, literacy seriously, and, we're proud to have that committee, along with the other nine committees that we have at the Shasta Historical Society. So, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to work with people, it's not just work, it's a lot of fun and laughter, as you well know, Blake.
Yes. I think we have a funny committee. We got a lot of comedians on this board. With our covered wagons, I think my favorite is seeing how far they date back, and also the selection of covers that we choose that represent the story of that year. How far do these covered wagons go back? Do we know how we even decided to start the covered wagon? Is that something that you guys know?
A good question. Maybe Ryan knows the answer to that. I can tell you for a fact that I know it really got going in the 1940s. And we missed a few years because of things like the wars, World War II in particular. But I know that it goes back to the early 40s when it started, and now here we are still doing them 80-plus years later. And so I can't give the exact date, but I know that we're at just around the right time.
Significant.
Yeah, I think it was 1943, so about 82 years later here. We're still publishing these wonderful annuals, but in 1943 it was the yearbook, and so they actually had a biannual publication. We moved a little bit more towards the annual, but we are highly efficient, you know, and Mike was chair there for a few years running, and so it was big shoes to fill stepping into this role. The committee was pretty well established when I took over, a little fine tuning, and we got a new printer, being as someone who publishes our publications for us, and so that helped cut cost, different things, and we can use that time and save money to just continue to put out other publications. We're working on some coffee table books and some different things that, I mean, this committee is just overflowing with new ideas and new ways to reach our great community with things. And so, look forward to more. And Blake, you know, you're not just a board member. You're our vice chair and a wonderful one at that. And, you know, we get all the continued support of Viva Downtown. And, the committee has been able to meet in the first floor of the IOF building on many occasion and those types of moments where we have the support of everyone makes us what we are as well. So
thank you, guys.
Just a footnote to that, if you will.
Yes, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, right now?
Footnote, and then we'll take the break.
Okay. When I deliver the calendars every year to our people who are sponsors, and there's 25 of them, I deliver them personally, and we give 5 copies to every member, you know, every sponsor. They have me sit there and want me to watch them go through every single page to see the pictures and the footnotes on each page, as well as, of course, their name on whatever month that they chose to be in. And it's fun. And they go nuts. And the covered wagon's the same way. I've got so many friends that say, when's the covered wagon coming out? When's it coming out? So there's enthusiasm that's passed on to the next generations, and we love that.
The enthusiasm comes from the very top, from you. Getting everybody jazzed about it. Hey, we're going to take a break. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bosch Show.
All I want is truth. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back, listeners. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Gosh, darn. Time's flying by, isn't it?
Oh, boy, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So many things to talk about. And for our listeners, I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. It's our last broadcast day before we go into the holiday break, and then we'll be back on Monday for the Carl and Linda Bott Show. But you guys know that Terry's going to be on the radio on Sunday with Clint Curtis. So I'm here with Mike Monahan and Ryan McCloskey. Gentlemen.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here, my man.
You guys are great. You guys look great. We feel great. It's the holiday season. Mike, you're going to be spending it with all of your beautiful family and grandchildren and everything.
Oh, I can't wait to be a grandparent at the age. I won't give that away, of course. You know, I don't want you to know I was born, you know, prior to this starting of you know, the Shasta Circle site. Just a joke, just a joke. Yeah. But anyway, yes, I look forward to it. Big holiday season tomorrow. My niece's house, there'll be 25 to 30 of us. That's only half the family. And so I look forward to that. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble,
gobble. What about you, Ryan?
We're going to have a nice time. We're going to have a little more intimate gathering. We'll have relatives kind of stopping by throughout the day. Some of the design there is I live in a historic home. You know, I live and breathe history every day. I live in a house that was built in 1947 in the Garden Tract. And so one of our older...
Hey, guys. Gentlemen, I think we have somebody on the line. Hey, are you there?
I'm here, Blake. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
He's on the line.
We got him, Ryan. We knew we'd get him, didn't we?
We did.
And you thought you could cut out on us, Mr. Salter.
It's been a busy morning.
Are you already roasting that turkey?
I'm drinking a very strong cup of coffee.
Okay.
And we know what that means.
Well, to our listeners, we have our wonderful chairman of the board, Jason Salter, on the line. And Jason, thanks for answering the phone.
Well, thanks for having me, Blake.
We trekked it through the fog this morning, and we all went, oh, we got to get Jason somehow. So, yep. Jason, I hope you and Irene are going to have, and the kids are going to have a happy Thanksgiving. I just wanted to briefly touch on your Shasta Historical Society year and what you're most looking forward to.
Oh boy, it is an exciting end of the year and an even more exciting upcoming year. We are wrapping up our building. I'm not sure how much you guys have covered yet, but we are still aiming to have a party in our building on, I believe, December 5th, and for our members. So if anybody wants to become a member and get in on the party, now's your time. I think the most exciting thing is downtown is hopping. The public marketplace just opened. We're right next door. And I think with our new building and our expanded facilities for hosting events, we're going to add to downtown, and I think everyone's going to really enjoy it.
I completely agree. Gentlemen, you agree?
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is good. Jason, we'll let you get back to that strong cup of coffee, but we didn't want to finish this hour without getting a hold of you.
Well, I appreciate the effort. Sorry for the delays. I've never been more excited to be a board member of the Historical Society. I think the future is very bright.
Couldn't have said it better ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, your old coach here. Go take a couple laps for not being here present, okay? You need to take... I want you to take a couple miles this morning, okay? You're not here. Your old coach is... And I want you to go out and take a couple miles. I want you to make it around 10 flat for those 2 miles. Can you handle it?
Oh boy. maybe a few years ago.
Good. All right, Chairman, you get back to that coffee and tell us how the run goes.
Okay, will do. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Jason.
All right.
Okay, hey, we did it.
Good job.
We did it.
Good job, Blake.
We did it.
Pretty good.
And Ryan, I'm so sorry to cut you off. You were talking about your Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. No worries. That thought was about done anyway. But, yeah, I just having a smaller gathering with more immediate family, but we've extended lots of invitations, swing through, you know. So I do imagine that I'll have many of my friends and family well-wishers that just kind of stop by. But, yeah, we'll be hamming it up. I live in one of the older neighborhoods in Reading, a house built in 1947. It's a beautiful way to spend time, you know, surrounded by history here in the North State that is my home as well. So
very cool.
My house built in 1936. We live in the Wildwood residential area, which is the oldest continuous residential area in Reading. And, again, my house built in 1936. I bought it when I was just a young teacher in 1978. And I said, hey, this is a great starter home. I'll start here. I'm still there, pushing 50 years later.
It's the finishing home.
The finishing home. You know, I don't have to downsize down the road like many of my friends will.
Mm-hmm.
But I can relate to what Ryan just said. So I live history every day just like he does in that old house, which I love.
I love it. I'm in these apartments right here. These new apartments. So, gentlemen, we're going to take our last break, and then we're going to jump on back, and we're going to talk about our January program and just a few of the projects that we're excited for and that we're thankful for. So you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott Show.
The season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back, welcome back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading. We've got a fantastic holiday week Coming up ahead of us, one of the biggest things that I want to talk about is Small Business Saturday. That's going to be Saturday, November 29th. Show on up downtown. We're going to be passing out maps and passports to get you to all the participating downtown businesses. At the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined with Amber Treat and Todd Franklin, two downtown business owners, Shop Around the Corner Books and the Food Truck Park. And gosh, it's a little foggy this morning, but tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day for the turkey trot. And Mike and I were talking about this. Mike, you're not only going to be hanging out with your family, but you have a big hand in the turkey trot.
I've been working the turkey trot as the finish line judge. This will be 25 years tomorrow. And Tori Parks and Dick Parks, bless his heart, my former assistant track coach for 20 years. I've been helping them do this for a long time. When you're a coach and when you're a runner, an athlete, it kind of sticks with you. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to starting my morning on Thanksgiving, like I have the last 24 years, and being a finish judge at the finish line. And I can't tell you how exciting it is when I'm at that finish line, having former runners, both in cross country and track, come by from the 6 mile run. They go, "Hey, coach," and they give me a high five. A lot of them give me a hug. It's just a nice way to start Thanksgiving Day before leaving there, cleaning things up, and going to join your family on a Thanksgiving Day that we all love and enjoy.
Mike, you better see Jason finish that line tomorrow, too.
I'm going to call Jason after this and tell him I better see him in a smile raised after missing this morning.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. We better see that turkey. We better see that turkey trot tomorrow.
Yeah, very good.
So, gentlemen, you know, what are some, I think some of the projects that I'm so thankful that we've all worked together to accomplish is the improvements of our facility. One of them is what's on the cover of our covered wagon this year. Something really special is the mural that was done. What do you guys think of that mural on the front of the building?
That mural is gorgeous. And Blake, you had a lot to do with that. I cannot thank you enough. And we all do on the board and the community. People talk about that to me about, "Oh my God, that mural is fabulous." Tell me how you arranged to work that for the society. If I'm not mistaken, it didn't cost us anything, and it's gorgeous and brings back history to the viewer, not just by walking inside, but by looking at the building from the outside.
That was a special project. So both of us, we all saw how our facility was looking on the inside. We were closed down. How do we work together? I mean, our streets are brand new. We have a main street. You guys worked together to replace the mosaic orbs that are in front of our Shasta Historical Society, the one with the cattle irons and the Union Pacific mosaic ones. You guys,
yeah, know. Yeah, exactly.
But with our facility, our lettering was off. There used to be an awning on the front, and so Danny Orloff of Visit Reading, he had this mural opportunity, and he was working with Members First, who funded this mural, and an artist named Jess Mudgett, who's nationally recognized. Traveling around the country doing these historic pieces. And they were going to already paint this mural in downtown Reading, but it was on a wall that not many people could see. So the board, we all came together and said, why don't we work together and upgrade our facility? And it's changed everything. It makes us look a part of everything on that main street. And I love it. But with you guys, I think what I'm thankful for, too, is January, we're already looking into January for all of our programs.
Yes.
And if you are a Shasta Union High School District graduate or a parent or an educator or anybody that's been involved in their Shasta Union High School District, I think you're going to be really excited for our January program. Mike, tell us a little bit about that.
We are fortunate enough to have Charlie Williams as one of our former board members and now an emeritus for the society. And Charlie has gotten the Governor's Award for previous endeavors, particularly videos that he makes. He's gotten the Governor's Award. I just can't tell you how much I've learned from working with him. Well, he and I and the board, okay, and the Programs Committee came up with the idea that, hey, let's do this. We've never done a program on the history of our Shasta Union High School District. And so, having written a book on the district's history that I was asked to do by Mike Stewart, the former superintendent of the Shasta High School District, I took that on before I retired and put it together. And so we're doing a program on the 17th in the David Marr Auditorium at the old Shasta High School that will be 100 years old in 2026.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the 100-year centennial. Coincidentally, and we just celebrated 125 years of the Shasta High School District last June at the graduation. So we have a couple of important celebrations as well as the history that's going to take place. So we're in the process of having that auditorium for our video that we're working on, and Charlie and I have been working on this since March of this last year. And I think it's going to be incredible. It's just not for former graduates and former teachers and workers and bus drivers and cafeteria workers, custodians and parents of students there now. It's for the whole community. And I think you're going to be, I'll tell you, Charlie does nothing at a minimal level. He excels at everything he does.
He's an award-winning filmmaker.
Yes, he is. Governor's Award. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at start at 12 o'clock with students from other schools participating and showing people at different classrooms some of the things they do. And we're working on that now. Bonnie and I and Charlie have met with all the principals in the high school district and met with the new superintendent, Dr. Crosby. We've met with him twice. And we're in the process of working things out in a manner that will not just, I think, be very, very interesting, but informative and entertaining for people to come that day on January 17th, a Saturday at the David Marr Auditorium. And it will start with people going around the school, seeing students participate in different activities, then the video in the auditorium at 1 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock, a question and answer period in the boardroom at the school, the old now U Prep, then old Shasta High School. And that will be the question and answer period with former superintendents Jim Cloney, Mike Stewart, myself, Charlie Williams, and hopefully our new superintendent. We'll see. And that will conclude the day at about 3 o'clock if everybody wants to stay and ask questions.
I think the new superintendent should be a part of that. I mean, that's a long legacy of such success for our wonderful Shasta Union High School District program. You and I are both Hornets.
Yes, we are.
Proud Hornets.
Proud Hornets.
Ryan, what is your background?
I'm a Buckeye kid. I went to Central Valley High School, so you know, just North Reading here, the 96003. But all of our high schools here locally have these great moments in which to highlight. And so, yeah, I'm a third generation Central Valley High School attendee and graduate. So
I think our executive director is a Central Valley person too.
Executive director is, yeah, yeah. Bonnie Hyatt, yeah, is a Falcon, and our chair is a Hornet as well, I might add.
I think it's so important that our board are representative of the places that we grew up in and graduated.
Correct,
here.
Correct.
I think that reflects our passion for the area.
As a footnote to what Ryan just said, Central Valley was part of the Shasta Union High School District from 1956 to 1990. Then they chose, the public vote chose to join the Gateway District, which they're part of now. But I want everybody to know that Falcons were once part of the Shasta High School District.
And that's a wonderful bit of information. And if, you know, you come by, you attend, you show up on January 17th, it's more facts like that. It's more of the history that unites all of us. And so that would have been when my grandma and my dad went to,
wow,
Central Valley High School, was during those years.
Really
so
cool. Really, it's just amazing to be around you guys and the passion of history that we have for the area. And I hope our listeners really found that passion. So if you want to become a member, visit ShastaHistoricalSociety.org. Time to become a member. Get ready for the 2026 year because we're firing on all cylinders. And be a part of the brand new Historic Society Museum that we're all curating together over here on our beautiful new brand new Market Street. And also join us next Friday, December 5th, at the Christmas tree lighting. This is the 106th year of the City of Reading Electric Utility Christmas tree lighting over on Market and Yuba Street. Got to get that right, the original location. Visit our new public market. check out our mural in downtown. Go check out the IOOF Hall with the historic, with a historic building with all the brand new art pieces in there. We got a lot to be proud of.
Absolutely, Blake. Absolutely.
There's no shortage of great things happening here in the North State, and it is because of our community. It's the folks around this table, just everyone involved, volunteers. And so 2026 is going to be a great year.
A great year.
A great year, Blake.
All right, fellas, I love you. Thank you for being on the show.
Okay, thanks for having us.
And we're going to be heading over to our top of the hour. It'll be the news. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's going to be with Todd Franklin of the Food Truck Park and Amber Treat with me on the Carl and Linda Butt Show.
Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is dispatching his special envoy to meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hospital officials in Gaza say Israel has handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, completing the latest swap of the ceasefire as the first phase of the agreement nears a conclusion. This comes a day after Palestinian terrorists returned the remains of an Israeli hostage who the Israeli military says was killed in the October 2023 attack. On this busy holiday travel day, winter-like weather is making for slow going in some parts of the country.
A winter storm across the northern part of the country, that's impacting North Dakota, Minnesota, including Minneapolis, and then portions of the northern Great Lakes, and that's going to bring accumulating snowfall into the day Wednesday.
Mark Chenard at the National Weather Service. Some interstates have been closed by heavy snow and high winds. Washington, D.C.'s mayor says she's had enough.
Muriel Bowser will not seek re-election for a potential fourth term next year, which she announced on a social media video post yesterday. Her remarks made no mention of President Trump, with whom she's frequently had an adversarial relationship, especially on issues of crime and policing.
Correspondent George Williams. Stocks are higher this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is up 315 points, the Nasdaq ahead 169, and the S&P trading 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family to. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
In New Zealand, it's a life sentence for a woman convicted of murdering her two young children. Their bodies were discovered in a suitcase. Hak Kwong Lee, a South Korean native, will serve at least 17 years behind bars.
The killings actually took place in 2018. The contents of a storage unit which had a suitcase containing the human remains of those children were discovered by buyers who had bought those contents in an online auction. As you can imagine, one that shocked many people. And of course, this triggered an international investigation, by which point Lee had already fled New Zealand. She was living in South Korea at the time, but was later extradited to New Zealand to face trial.
Reporter Aziz El Asafin with New Zealand's TVNZ. He spoke with the BBC. News and analysis at townhall.com. Looks like renters may have won a round.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. The DOJ announced the settlement Monday, more than a year after federal prosecutors filed the antitrust lawsuit under President Biden. Officials accused RealPage of facilitating algorithmic coordination. Keith Peters, Washington.
The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak show that all of the company's products may have been contaminated. At least 31 babies across some 15 states have been sickened in the outbreak. That outbreak began back in August. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show, but I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is our last broadcast day for the week before we jump into Thanksgiving break. So I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. We just finished our first hour with Ryan McCloskey and Mike Monahan from the Shasta Historical Society. And now I'm joined with two great friends of mine here in the downtown Reading Business District. I'm here with Amber Treat of Shop Around the Corner Books and Todd Franklin of Reading's Food Truck Park, The Park. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is good. This is good. Amber, this is your first time being on the radio ever?
Ever.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're going to do great. It's just like talking on the phone, except everybody's listening right now, right. And anything we say goes.
Lean in a little closer to the mic, Amber. Thanks.
There it is. Okay. Amber, thank you so much for being here. Todd, thank you for being here.
Sir.
I want to bring you guys in because this Saturday is Small Business Saturday, a great time in downtown Reading and a great time in downtown Reading in general with so many amazing developments and construction that's been happening that we've all been waiting for and have also been having a hand in just promoting downtown these last 5-10 years of getting things going. So, Todd, tell me a little bit about yourself and the food truck park, and then we'll pop over to Amber and talk about Shop Around the Corner Books.
Well, we're really excited about Small Business Saturday. We came up with it happened kind of organically, and I think that's how most good things happen. The other night, a guy came up to the park, and he's like, hey, where's the restrooms? And I was like, oh, over in the corner. And he's like, well, we got to talking about it. He was like, well, why don't you just buy new ones? I'm like, I think people who don't own businesses don't realize actually the cost of running a business. So just to go buy bathrooms isn't feasible every month. Mm-hmm. So I kind of told him that. I said, you know how many beers it takes to buy a $50,000 bathroom? Mm. And he's like, well, why don't you ask for help? And it just kind of hit me that we all want to be helpers, but very seldom do any of us ever want to ask for help. And so I really thought about that all weekend that he said, why don't you just ask for help? So we came up with a Thronesgiving music throwdown, and I asked a ton of musicians for help. And then that just kind of catapulted on more and more people wanting to help, which was incredible about our community, but also just a reminder to me that sometimes the most important thing is to admit you need help.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun and exciting to see all the different music people, the sound people, the lighting people, the toilet guy. We have a local toilet person that reached out and said, hey, I have what you're looking for. Well, you look at us first. And I think that's important, is making sure we always look at local first.
Yes.
And so I'm driving out today, look at some bathrooms from Flush Rents. And anytime we can do local and keep our money here, I think it's really important. And that's just the whole part of downtown with all the development now is getting people to walk around like we were talking about and see everything new, not everything that's old and not all the old complaints, but really with fresh eyes, take a look at downtown Reading.
I love it. Amber, Small Business Saturday for you, Shop Around the Corner Books.
Yeah, Small Business Saturday is one of the best days of the year for retail in general. Just, we do a lot of our business in the fourth quarter. So I'm super excited just to have the community come down. Reading is incredibly community-minded, and you see that on events like Small Business Saturday. You see people bringing their family, meeting friends, going for coffee, and it's a really fun energetic, vibrant day just to see everybody walking around downtown. I love being a part of it.
I love being a part of it, too. I think Small Business Saturday is one of the best ways because so many families are visiting from out of the town. Mm-hmm. And you're also getting a lot of people that grew up here in Reading that are coming back and seeing a completely different downtown Reading from when they left even just 1 year ago.
Yeah.
So over here on the Viva Downtown landscape, we're going to be uploading on our website today. We're doing a Small Business Saturday passport, and we're listing all the events that are happening, deals and specials. So you can find that passport. There's around 34 businesses that are participating in this. So if you're saying there's nothing going on in downtown Reading, you are sorely wrong, because you look at this map and you see such a vibrant business district that's going on. And I love that everybody came up with their own events and deals. Amber, at Shop Around the Corner Books, you spend $100, you get a free tote bag.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a tote that I make for the shop. It has the shop logo on it, so you can proudly support local as you shop the rest of the year.
I love that. And then over here, Todd, you're getting ready. I mean, it's going to – Thanksgiving is always a beautiful time for outdoor activities in here in Reading, and you're going to be doing a day-long music festival.
Yeah, we decided to do something that people said is not possible and put on 18 live concerts in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, what about, you know, everyone's worried about the weather. Well, during the daytime, it's absolutely gorgeous here.
It's amazing.
So we're actually starting with Preston Jacobs taking the stage right off the morning at 10:45. And we're running bands all the way through. And we have an acoustic stage, so there's no stop of music. So while one band is resetting all the stage, the acoustic stage is playing. So nonstop music. It's going to be a great day, and it's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be so amazing. I can't wait to see everybody walking around. And we're going to come back and talk about just what it's been like to be a business owner in these last few years and seeing what's going on. So we're going to take our first break of the hour. I'm Blake Fisher, Carla Linda Botcho, and I'm here with Todd Franklin and Amber Treat.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
All right, happy Thanksgiving from the KCNR radio station, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm here with Amber Treat from Shop Around the Corner Books and Todd Franklin of the Food Truck Park. So welcome back to our listeners. While we were on the break, Todd and Amber and I were talking about Thanksgiving. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving, Amber?
We'll be in town. My son and his wife are hosting, and which is super nice because I don't have to prepare everything. I'm just bringing a few items and hang out with the family all day.
Beautiful. What about you, Todd?
We've got a little family tradition going of getting some work done up in Shingletown. We go up and we do a big bonfire and just have a lot of time with friends and family around the fire, and then we come back down and have a huge family feast with my mom.
That sounds wonderful. Always working.
You gotta
keep things going. So, downtown Reading, we've all seen the transformation, but I would love to hear your perspectives of where you saw the investment in downtown as a business owner, and I'd love to start with Amber, because to my perspective, you've been in smack dab in the heart and thick of it for these last 3 years?
Four years.
Yeah. When you moved your business right at the start of all the development and construction and post-COVID pandemic. So tell me a little bit about the journey.
So I love a downtown. And when I travel, that's what I want to see first, because you really get a feel for the community that you're in. So I knew when I wanted to open a bookstore that I wanted it to be downtown, because I wanted to contribute to the culture and the identity of the city. And I wasn't too worried about where it had come from or where it was going, because I knew that when you are purposeful and invest in something, it can only get better. So I found a cute little space, and I just went for it. I'll be celebrating 4 years on December 1st.
Mm. Amber, you've been smack dab in the middle. What's that been like watching downtown grow around you, but also being a part of the growth?
Yeah, it's super exciting. When I first moved down, there were some doubters, like, are you sure this is where you want to be? What are you doing? And you could feel it. You could almost feel it when you were walking the streets, kind of a hum that things were happening and things were moving. And so I've seen a lot of businesses come in the past 4 years. And I remember exactly where I was when I heard that the public market was going to be coming in. And that was just another element of, yep, this is where I'm in the right place. This is exactly where I should be and exactly what Reading needs. So it's been really fun to see the increase of foot traffic, the changes in the buildings, and just the energy downtown.
And most important, I say it's Shop Around the Corner Books, but what is your shop? What's your shop actually specialize in?
So it's an independent bookstore. So I get to choose the books. They're brand new. I do have a selection of vintage books, which is kind of where I started, where my heart is. Reading didn't have an independent bookstore when I opened in 2021, and I wanted that for me. So I thought, well, how are we going to have this? I guess I better start it. So it's a boutique bookstore. I have a little bit of everything. I have fiction, nonfiction, new releases. I have a lot of books that would be of interest to Northern California, a lot of outdoors, fishing, hiking guides. A lot of history, and then I have a cute little kids' corner where we do story times, and The fun thing is I am small, so if I don't have what you need, I can order it. So there's really no limit to the books you can find.
You're always curating books, and anytime somebody comes on in, you find that book and get it in as fast as possible.
Yep, usually in 2 days.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. And always go to local. I think Amber's one of the best people to go local. And also, like this year, these last 2 years, you beat out Barnes & Noble as best of the North State bookstore.
The community has voted, and I'm super humbled and honored to have been given that honor.
That's saying something. And you're located right on Butte Street?
Yep, 1430 Butte in between Market and California Streets.
Perfect, right next to the IOOF Hall. Mm-hmm. Todd, you've been a part of downtown for many years. What was the investment of starting the food truck park? Because the history of that area, it was a parking lot, then it became Viva Downtown's Market Fest, transformed through community investment into Carnegie Park, Library Park, and then it shut down, and then the food truck park showed up. So how did this journey begin for you?
I think for me, it was weird. In my occupation, I was blessed to travel, and I saw things in other towns that I wish I had in my own town. And sometimes when you grow up somewhere, you hear all the time, oh, we have nothing to do. And when I saw the model of the food truck and what it could do, not only to the space, but also to the space around it, it was an easy decision for me to jump in and learn this craft, because I didn't know anything about food. I didn't know anything about beer, wine, alcohol. I didn't know anything about drinks. I didn't know anything about this entire model. But I saw that it worked, so I knew that I could learn how to make this a feasible business, not only for me, but for all of my surrounding neighbors. And I think probably the greatest joy is seeing my neighbors come on board and go, wow, when you guys close, we bring on more staff. And so it was a vision that, you know, not everyone saw in the beginning, but now that they see the people spreading out in downtown and coming to downtown that hadn't been downtown previously because of whatever reason, it was just an easy thing for me to say, hey, we need to push this thing through, because I saw what it did in other areas and that it could transform our town as well.
Mm-hmm. What has been the journey for the – because right now you're investing the big fundraiser for adding permanent toilets to the facility. But leading up to this, what has been the journey like in downtown Reading and seeing all the development happening?
It's been great seeing all the other businesses go, okay, if he can swim in the water, so can we. And I'm not saying I'm the pioneer of downtown by any means, but I think people saw that – if you believe in the investment, and people will come if you make it nice. And so that's what the park, we're always trying to make it nicer, so we're adding a dance floor this winter. There's two big things people say when they come, is like, we wish you had a dance floor, we wish you had flushable toilets, which I did too. But you have to...
The necessities of life.
Yeah,
dancing and having a flushing toilet.
It also has to make sense, and you've got to be able to pay for it. So that's the biggest thing as an entrepreneur, is being able to say, okay, we love the dream, we love the vision. Is it sustainable? Can we actually stay open if we make these decisions? And you think we've seen some businesses that haven't been able to do that. So we want to take the time and get rock solid in what we're doing. There's more and more food trucks. The food is getting better. It's growing every year, so we've been very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. You guys, one of the biggest things, developments that we're seeing in downtown Reading, not only is this opening of the public market, but an investment in starting and creating an entertainment zone in our downtown district. Now, for us in the city of Reading, we are going to have the largest entertainment zone in the entire state of California. As of now, we're going to be the only operating entertainment zone that will be operating 365 days out of the year, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And for those that don't know, an entertainment zone is going to loosen, relieve the restrictions, the harsh restrictions that ABC puts on, and allow restaurants and places that serve alcohol to have a to-go beverage. So that's beer, wine, a cocktail, and walk around. As business owners, what are your thoughts of that? And are you excited for something like this? Is this something good for our downtown economy?
Well, for us, it's incredible because we no longer have to watch the gate like hawks. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to force people to finish their drink immediately. And so if there's a Cascade Christmas going on, if there's a show going on, if there's something else going on, people can actually get a specialized cup, a wristband, and can legally walk downtown. So it really takes the pressure off the owner from policing the gates, but it also keeps the people going to the next location, not just, you know, staying for one more than heading home. So I think it was really well thought out. There's always going to be naysayers. There's not going to be a bunch of drunk people running around downtown. It's going to be, I think, phenomenal for people to enjoy more businesses than just the one they went to.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Amber?
Absolutely agree. I think it's just another element to get people walking the streets. And what's a downtown for? But to walk around and enjoy what's there, the shops, the restaurants. Of course, I don't serve alcohol at the shop, but I love seeing people going from place to place. And you're welcome to bring your beverage in to shop around the corner.
What's been your guys' favorite project in downtown that you've seen happen in the last 5-10 years?
Strangely enough, probably the roads opening up. I mean, seeing the map change that led way for all of this. Because you can do all the infrastructure, but if you don't have the stuff surrounding it, if you don't have the ability to get to it or away from it, or all the different routes that you guys came up with when you rezoned and redid the roads. But, of course, the Reading Public Market is incredible. Mm-hmm. Went there the other night, very impressed. And, again, that is going to flood people to other locations. And I think that's the big thing. I know K2 really is involved in downtown and making sure that people go visit everyone. And I think that's most business owners want that. We're not worried about our customer. We're worried about the city's customers and how can we better serve all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the streets have been a huge benefit, just being able to get around and not having a dead end. And people, they're driving, they're walking, and I hear people say all the time, this looks like a different place because you can actually drive all the way around the perimeter and the interior of the downtown. And I think it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. I think my favorite thing is when we pull on to Market Street, just off of Historic Highway 99 and Eureka Way, and you can see the streets open up. Mm-hmm. And for us, we get to see the historic Christmas tree located in its original location. Mm-hmm. Am I going to see you guys next Friday at the Christmas tree lighting for the 106th year?
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be a great time for our listeners. Show on up. Check out the food truck park because you guys are going to be open, mm-hmm. probably roasting marshmallows.
Absolutely.
Good, good, good. Amber's going to be selling beautiful books and Christmas books.
And a free hot cocoa bar.
Hey. And this is an opportunity to see all of the great work that downtown and business owners and developers in the city are doing. It's a night that the entertainment zone becomes active. And bring your family, bring your friends, show off our downtown because this is our downtown. And I think so many people forget that. And this is, and I know this, now you guys are going to get me fired up. this goes out to all of Shasta County. And I think a lot of people look at downtown Reading as, you know, it's this big city or it's transforming. But we had a downtown that went dormant after the 1970s construction. It didn't work. And then for a lot of years, people said, the same things. I don't go downtown because of parking. We had this parking structure. Remember the two-story one? Nobody parked in there because they felt unsafe. I remember. And then the parking structure was unsafe. That went away, and now we have residents and new mixed-use opportunities. I think the other thing we saw was people didn't come to downtown because of homeless. Homeless, that's everywhere in the state of California. That's not just downtown Reading, and I think people forget that. And frankly, I think downtown Reading is one of the safest areas in the city of Reading, and we have such a good relationship with RPD. Mm-hmm. All the business owners are united and keep a good watch. We have neighbors that activate this whole street now. It doesn't end at 5 p.m., so those are built-in security systems. So do you guys agree with me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and I have some customers who live downtown, and they tell me that I'm closed on Sundays, Mondays. They tell me that they'll walk by the shop just to make sure everything's okay and that it looks good. So the community itself is the best, and downtown is no exception.
I'll get texts at night from some of the residents of Lorenzo Teller, great friends of mine, and they'll text me, hey, someone's in there that shouldn't be in. So, you know, at 2 a.m. I'm running down, but there's a lot of watchdogs,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we kind of need. We couldn't just rely on RPD. They've got so much responsibility, and it's all of our jobs to keep an eye out for everyone. And we've had a few incidents, and almost every one of them got caught because people are vigilant and looking around and wanting to make our entire downtown a safer place.
Mm-hmm. There it is. See? Shoot. So any of those naysayers out there, I read those Facebook comments.
Well, they're always going to be there. They can't help themselves because it gives them a foot into the story. And so when people say stuff like that, well, we would come, but we can't find parking. I'm like, you weren't coming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere we travel that has perfect parking. We always get out and walk and have a good time. But when we're in our hometown, we think our headlights have to hit the wall. You know, but it's once you get past that and you get downtown, it just opens up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm excited about the Small Business Saturday walking map, because we were talking about when we see this map and see how many businesses are making an investment with around 34 different locations that are all within walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when I look at the rest of Reading, downtown is designed pedestrian-focused. So we have complete streets. People can bike. They can walk. They can scooter. When you park your car, you're getting out and walking these streets, seeing trees, new murals coming up. arts and culture, small local businesses, not corporate businesses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the exception of Taco Bell behind us.
But when I look at, you know, if you can make it to the Costco parking lot and park all the way in the back of that Costco parking lot and still traverse through the entire Costco, you can make it through our downtown.
You'll get 10,000 steps just going to Costco.
Yep. Yeah. You guys can make it. Hey, we're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why it's important to support our small businesses and things to look forward to these next few weeks in downtown Reading. So you're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm with Todd Franklin and Amber Treat.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each